Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A gentle breeze is making the evening pleasant, perfect for a stroll outside if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that Israeli forces have struck over 70 Hezbollah sites as troops advance near South Lebanon's Nabatieh earlier today. Also, from JNS, Jerusalem expects the nuclear issue to be addressed in ongoing Iran talks, according to statements by Israeli Defense Minister Katz. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals that an emerging Iran deal could potentially strengthen the regime while curbing action against Hezbollah, as per Israeli officials. Separately, Ynet reports that former U.S. President Trump anticipates signing an Iran deal on Sunday, which would reopen Hormuz and see nuclear material destroyed. And finally, the Australian Jewish News shares that the Melbourne Holocaust Museum is facing daily anti-Semitic abuse, impacting staff and operations significantly. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Mossad, known for its satirical takes, posted just minutes ago that prospects for Trump's deal are looking very good. Eitan Fishberger, a commentator, just reported that Doctors Without Borders staff have allegedly been involved in sexual abuse and trafficking in Chad, raising concerns linked to Gaza ties. Open source analyst OSINT613 shared footage from 10 minutes ago showing the IDF destroying a Hezbollah bunker in southern Lebanon. Let's go deeper. Starting with the strikes near Nabatieh, the Times of Israel reports that Israeli forces are intensifying their operations in southern Lebanon. The Lebanese army has reportedly withdrawn and a soldier was seriously injured in an Israeli drone strike. This escalation raises the stakes in the ongoing conflict, putting regional stability at risk. Turning to the Iran talks, JNS highlights that Israel remains firm on not withdrawing from its strategic security zones. Defense Minister Katz expressed hopes that the nuclear discussions will address these security concerns. A resolution remains critical for regional peace and stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News indicates that the potential Iran deal could strengthen Tehran's position. Israeli officials express concerns about limited actions against Hezbollah. This development could shift the power dynamics in the region if the deal proceeds. Separately, Ynet outlines Trump's expectations for the Iran deal, with a signing anticipated on Sunday. If successful, it promises to reopen the strategic Hormuz Strait. This could ease tensions and improve international trade routes, impacting global markets. Finally, the Australian Jewish News sheds light on the struggles faced by the Melbourne Holocaust Museum. Daily anti-Semitic incidents are reportedly affecting morale and operations. This underscores the ongoing challenges of combating hate and preserving history. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli defense giant Elbit will phase out Chinese vehicles from its fleet. This decision follows IDF's restrictions on Chinese-made cars amid global scrutiny. Separately, Ynet Business informs that Elbit Systems is partnering with Diehl Defense to offer the Skystriker loitering munition to Germany. This collaboration aims to enhance local manufacturing and integration for the German forces. And finally, Walla Business highlights a fundraising campaign that raised over 2 million shekels for Ido Nahmad, a severely injured Nahal fighter. This effort reflects the community's support and resilience. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.